Welcome to Brewing Success, where growth is the mission, change is the reward, and progress is the goal. I am your host, Andrea Gebhardt. I'm a former educator turned passionate entrepreneur whose desire to create impact has never wavered. I have spent the last decade teaching, mentoring, and coaching people on how to create success in their lives and businesses with proven strategies and systems that not only bring about change, but big results. When it comes down to it, teaching is my specialty, leadership is my jam, and inspiring you to live a bigger, fuller life is what I'm all about. This podcast will give you the knowledge and tools you need to brew success in almost any area of your life. You're going to walk away each week feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to step outside your comfort zone and into the next level of who you're meant to be. Now let's get into today's episode.
I'm so excited to tell you and teach you about this really incredible leadership hack. In fact, I just spent this last week teaching this exact concept to a group of educators in terms of helping them really increase their value as leaders and also to elevate their organization. So, anyways, I'm excited to bring it to you here today. And I will say that this is one of those episodes that you probably want to get your whole team to listen to, that you probably know some of those influential people who are part of your organization get a hold of, because you'll just see as we start going the impact it can have. And what an incredible time to get this information right in your hands. So the leadership hack you are missing is what we're going to be talking about today. You know, when it comes to success, I'm sure that you have always heard and have always been told that there are no shortcuts. Well, that is mostly true, but kind of a lie. And I will explain why in a minute. You see, I truly believe that there really are no shortcuts. Success, as you know, is a long road of trials and tribulations, wins and lessons, peaks and valleys, good times, challenging times, basically a long winding road of tests, making sure that you actually have what it takes to make it. The road is a refining process to make sure you are equipped and ready to fulfill the dream that was given to you. It takes commitment, grit, dedication, humility, vision, consistency, and discipline to make it on the journey. And there are plenty of times those things will be taught, tested, and demonstrated. So if it feels like you are in a uphill season, a season of uphill battle, keep charting the course. You are being prepared for something incredible. Know two things. You've got this, and I believe in you. So here's the lie. Maybe there aren't really shortcuts, but there are certainly specific hacks that can create more bang for your buck when it comes to achieving success. And so today, I'm going to talk to you about the one leadership hack that every developing and even seasoned leader must know, put into action, and implement as a part of their daily routine. I believe that leadership, and I've really been taught that leadership is truly about three things. Leadership is action, leadership is influence, and leadership is service. Probably not the first time you've heard that. And because those three key things are recognized as fundamental when it comes to leadership. Action as a leader is all about leading by example and going first. It's about being willing to take the necessary actions day in and day out to build and create whatever it is that you're working on. Leadership is about being in the trenches, doing first what you ask of others. Action is sowing, not reaping. Action is about choosing growth over complacency. Action is about always creating momentum. At a conference, I once heard John Maxwell say that leadership is influence. In order to have influence, you need to build, develop, and continually cultivate relationships. In order to have influence, people need to know, like, and trust you. There has to be a sense of credibility in whatever you are trying to lead, it is only then that you will have influence. And as a leader, it's interesting because your influence, you know this, right? Your influence matters because leaders must be able to influence others toward the accomplishment of a goal. Sometimes people think that leadership rises from authority, but really what I want you to understand is that it's birthed with connection. Connection creates opportunity for influence. The stronger the connection, the greater level of influence, which brings me to the hack I know that you're waiting for. This leadership hack is one of the very few shortcuts there are when it comes to success. And what I love most about it is that it is something that everyone can do, regardless of your level of success, your rank, your position, your title. This right here will elevate your leadership almost immediately. It's going to increase your influence and give more meaning and more purpose to the actions that you are taking every single day. This hack has to do with the service part of leadership. We have all heard that service to many leads to greatness. In fact, it was Jim Rohn who said, and I quote, "Whoever renders service to many puts him or herself in line for greatness, great wealth, great return, great satisfactions, great reputation, great joy." And I will say that nothing more accurate has ever been said. When we focus more on sowing and less on reaping, we open ourselves up to the many blessings this life has to offer. The question, though, I get from most people, when we talk about service and leadership, people are like, well, how do I serve someone? And the answer is simple. Look for ways to add value to their life. How can you add value to someone's life? That is the best way to serve. Adding value to others is the pinnacle understanding of leadership. We all have value to add, and all people crave being added to, being built up, taught something. We have a unique ability to move through this life in one of two ways. The first is seeking only to focus on how we can benefit ourselves, and the other seeking opportunities to benefit others. Both paths lead to success, but only one pays back twofold. So here's the ultimate leadership hack. Let's shift our focus from what's in it for me to how can I benefit them. You can do that very simply each and every day. It's a simple shift of mindset, actions, and intentions. Each day, we are going to work to serve more people by serving up what I like to call a slice of pie. Positivity, inspiration, encouragement, and service. Literally, this is it, the hack, the formula for creating more opportunity for service, more opportunities to add value to the lives of others. In fact, if this concept right here went viral, we could literally change the world with it. So let me serve up the first slice of the pie, positivity. Get good. No, wait, no. Don't get good. Get great, actually. Let's get great at being the person who always has something good to say. Become the person who always praises another, compliments a stranger, acknowledges efforts and hard work with authentic praise and meaningful words. Use positivity to add value to others. In a world full of negative headlines and noise, be the one who shows up differently for others. Not only will this transform your own life, transform your vibes, your energy, your mindset, your outlook, but it will leave a lasting impact and legacy of positivity long after you spoke the words. So be intentional about this slice. Ask yourself every day, who can I praise? Who can I compliment? Who can I acknowledge today? Be intentional and proactive with this. Incorporate it into your daily way of life and watch what begins to unfold. Sometimes, you know, when I'm heading out with the kids, whether we're out running errands or sometimes we're on vacation or whatever, literally I'll be in the car and I'll be like, okay, so while we're out and about, you have to compliment three people and do three acts of kindness. And sometimes like, oh, mom, again, why? And I'm like, because like, this is the important stuff. Like, imagine you say something kind to somebody and it makes their whole day. Imagine you do something kind for somebody and it is just so helpful and they're just so grateful. Like, you literally have the ability with words and actions to change the course and the direction of somebody's day. Like, your objective in life should be to positively impact or spring a little bit of positivity on every single person that you absolutely can. Absolutely can. And at the end of our outing, you know, I'll ask about it. You know, I'll ask about, okay, so what three you know, compliments did you give? And they're like, I told somebody she had nice shoes. I told somebody she had pretty hair. I told, like, you know, I've actually just realized they only compliment like women. It's probably weird. The girls, yeah, you know, it's kind of awkward. My poor kids. Either way, they're learning valuable things, you know. Or what kind thing did you? I opened the door. I held the door. I reached for something off a shelf, you know. They'll share their things and I'll ask them, well, how did the other person react? And how did it feel for you? You're like, wow, it felt really great. Or they were like blown away or they were shocked. And I felt so good. And it felt so nice. And I'm like, yeah, the really cool thing about positivity, it has an equal exchange, meaning it feels just as good to do it as it does to receive it. And it feels just as good to receive it as it does to do it. There's an equal exchange that happens there, which is why positivity is so uplifting and so incredible. And the number, like the fastest way, right? The first slice of service and adding value. Now for the second slice, inspiration. To inspire is probably one of my favorites because inspiration really is a huge catalyst of change. When you are inspiring, you naturally inspire others. And when you inspire someone, you have the ability to break down walls, minimize fears and doubts, and evoke emotion and excitement. This is why we feel moved when watching an inspirational movie or listening to an inspirational speaker. Inspiration elicits hope and a sense of possibility. There are many ways to be inspirational and inspire others. First, be inspiring. Like, we all know there are people out there who are inspiring and people who are not, right? But this is something you can choose to be. You can choose to be inspiring. You can share inspirational quotes. You can send someone an inspirational note. You can share inspirational videos, and this spreads inspiration. You can inspire others by being a good example. Did you know that people who post videos of themselves working out, people who post pictures or documentation of them working out actually inspires people to work out? You eating healthy, posting that salad, doing those things inspires people to do that more. You posting pictures of you with your kids or with your family or going for a walk or doing those inspires people to do more of what you're doing. Inspiration is huge. And then guess what? They eat a salad. They go for a walk. They spend more time with their kids, all because they saw a photo of you doing it. Like, do you understand our ability to inspire the masses, especially with the platforms that we have access to these days? So you can inspire by being a good example. You can inspire by simply being caring for others, caring about others, being vulnerable. Sometimes it's inspiring when we're vulnerable and we share those hard moments, when we share our failures, when we share our losses, when we talk about the hard things, the obstacles and the adversity that we've faced. That's inspiring to other people, because if you made it through, they can make it through. If you overcame that, they can overcome that. If you came from, you know, this troubled, dark childhood and you made it, guess what? There's opportunity for that. It's inspiring. It's inspiring. When you share inspiring stories from your past, it's inspiring. When your intent is to inspire, guess what? You will inspire. And it will undoubtedly light someone's inner fire. The third slice we're going to serve up in this leadership pie is encouragement. To encourage someone is to breathe life into them. And here's the deal. At the end of the day, if you're not a positive person, you're a negative person. If you're not speaking positivity, you're probably speaking negativity. Only one of those two things serves all the time. And if you are not an encouraging person, you're probably a discouraging person. Listen, your words have the ability to empower someone or disempower someone. Use them wisely. Think before you speak. Reframe some of those things that are floating around your head and reprogram before they go flying out of your mouth. Like, this is such an important thing. To encourage someone is to breathe life into them. A few seconds of encouragement leads to a person feeling seen, heard, and valued, which at the end of the day, we know is what most humans crave. So who can you encourage? Who can you reach out to and send encouraging words to that will uplift their spirits and give them the fuel to keep going? The next time you see a mama overwhelmed at the store with her kids, tell her she's doing a great job and her kids are so blessed to have her as a mom. The next time you see a friend promoting their business online, send them a message and tell them they're doing a great job and you're so impressed with their courage and consistency and desire to succeed. The next time you see your kiddo struggling with something, get eye level with them and remind them of their gifts and their strengths and their ability to figure things out. Encouragement takes a moment and goes a long way, long beyond the moment of the conversation. The final slice we're going to serve brings it all back together and rounds out, of course, an excellent acronym, which I am the queen of. Service. The best and quickest way to add value to someone outside of the ways I have already shared with you is by being direct and simply asking what you can do to serve them. Listen, if you are in a position of leadership, you are in a position of service, which means to actually be a leader and show up as a leader, you should be serving people on the daily. And by the way, showing up is not service. Posting something, you know, is not service. Asking people what they need and then delivering it, that is service. Because it's about them. It's not about you. The best way to be of service is to put yourself in a place of service. Sometimes that looks like you asking someone how you can add value to their work or to their life. Like, listen, I'm going to tell you something really crazy. These things, positivity, inspiration, encouragement, service, these things will never outgrow you as a leader, and you as a leader will never outgrow them. They are just as important to you as today as they will be in your journey, like so far down the road from now. And these are the things that are going to get you there, right? It's crazy because you know that John Maxwell is a dear friend of mine. He's my mentor. I've studied him for almost close, actually, yeah, like, oh, wow, literally, that's a long time. For close to 20 years. And in our relationship, like whether I'm on the phone with him or we're messaging back and forth or get to spend time with him in person, he always says, how can I add value to you today, Andrea? And I'm like blown away because I'm like, hi, you're John Maxwell. Like, how can I add value to you? Probably can't, I guess, but maybe I can. And I'm like blown. I always get caught off guard. Even though I know that's coming, I always get caught off guard because I'm like shocked that he would care enough. Shocked that someone like him would want to add value to someone like me. Like what? Like, wow, that's amazing. It's incredible. So how can you be that person that adds value and serves someone else? Other times it looks like you taking a moment asking someone, how can I serve you? What can I do to make your day, your week a little easier? Let me just tell you right now, this one question right here is gold, pure gold. Imagine asking your kids, how can I serve you this week? Actually, you know, I actually love this question. And sometimes when I ask the kids, when it's the beginning of a week and there's a lot going on, when we're heading into dance competition season, we're in the car and on our way there, I'll ask Paisley, you know, when we have a busy weekend with different sports or obligations or activities, I love to ask this question because it allows me to show up in the best way that I can as their mom in the way that they need me most. And this is universal across our relationships, by the way. So sometimes I get things like, you know, Carter will say things like, if you could just be available in the evening to help me with my homework, mom, that would be really helpful. You know, Paisley will say things like, if you make sure my dance things are clean and snacks are packed because her schedule is so rigorous. You know, sometimes even Ethan will just be like, mom, you could serve me. Just be patient. I'm like, not in a good mood. I'm like stressed. I'm dealing with this, dealing with that. If you could just be patient with me, be understanding and just know, like, yeah, sure. Extra patient, you know, and instead of like calling him from the kitchen, am I like, walk down the hallway to his room and be like, hey, bub, you know, all those little things. Imagine reaching out to a friend or a coworker and asking, how can I serve you? Is there anything I can do to help during this particular week or time, like whatever it is? You know, I just asked this actually today, a friend of mine, I was dropping off some stuff at her house. And I said, like, how can I, you know, she was just talking about work and kids and the struggle and the balance and the juggle and all the things. And I said, how can I serve you in all of that? You know, what can I do? How can I help? And she was like, actually, what are you doing Saturday? Do you think you could take my daughter to choir practice? Her dad is taking our other one to gymnastics at the same time across town. I have a work training I'll be at. And I was like, yeah, sure. Not a problem. Like, absolutely. And imagine the immediate sense of relief she experienced knowing something she was trying to figure out was now handled. And she probably never would have outright asked me, but I asked her, how can I serve you? And she's like, well, actually, what are you doing Saturday? Right? And I'm able to show up and serve her in that way that makes her life a little bit easier and puts her mind at ease and her heart at ease. And it's handled and it's taken care of. You know, if husbands only recognize the power of this question, trust me, if they asked this on a daily basis, they would sleep much better at night. Even as a leader, asking people in your team how you can add value to them or serve them is not just exceptional leadership, but it opens your eyes to information you may not have been aware of in terms of what they want to know or what they need to learn or, you know, what they simply need to improve the quality of their contributions to the team. I will say that most people sometimes do not even know how to respond to this. And I'll tell you, like, once you put it like tonight, tomorrow, the next day, whenever you give this question to somebody, how can I serve you? They're going to be like, I don't know. And the reason they don't know is because they've never been asked. Nobody's ever said to them, how can I serve you? How can I help you? How can I make your life easier? How can I make your day better? What can I take off your plate this week so that you can have a little bit of time for yourself? What can I handle to alleviate the stress that you carry? Nobody asks anybody that. But imagine if you did. So sometimes, you know, people can be like, excuse me, I'm sorry. I go, what? Like, what did you say? Who are you and where is my husband, right? But the point is like, they've never been asked. In fact, they won't even trust it at first. Their initial thought is going to be like, what do you want? Or what are you trying to get out of this? And just reassure them that you're just wanting to serve them for the sake of serving because you value the relationship. If they're not sure what to say, throw out suggestions. Would it be helpful if I did this? Or if would it make your week easier if I did that? You know, throw out suggestions and let them pick one and create this space where, you know, you're not just offering this up, but people, it's reciprocated, right? Service to service to many leads to greatness. Not expectation to receive just for the sake of serving. So are you willing to add a little pie to your day? Serve up some pies to the people in your life on a regular basis. I hope that your answer is yes, because as soon as you do, so much around you and for you is going to change for the better. This is the one leadership hack that I promise you will not only elevate your leadership, but your whole life. So if you're wanting to take a shortcut, this is the one you want to take. We've actually created a pie tracker and linked it for download on the website under the podcast tab. So jump on over to bringsuccess.com, access it now, and let's go together and serve the masses. Thank you once again for joining me on another episode of Brewing Success. Do me a favor, help me share this episode and this podcast so we can help this hack go viral.